We usually do something in Baptist history, and this morning I wanted to tell the story of a hymn that is a hymn we sing a lot, and one the choir just sang last week. Any given month, we probably sing this song as a congregation just about every month. But some of this I'll tell in first person because the man that wrote the hymn is telling the story. But the time is the 1880s. Jim Black is a Sunday school teacher. He's a song leader in his local church. And he said, "I think I'll cut through this alley to save some time," as he headed towards the post office in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. He said he had never used that alley before, and he was not prepared for the poverty and misery that he was about to see that this alley contained. Neither was he aware of the effect that this spur-of-the-moment decision he was making would have upon his own life and that of others. He said as he walked through the alley, he saw a young girl sweeping off the porch of a very rundown house. She was dressed very poorly. In her young face, he said, was already the traces of worry and neglect. And he said, "Young lady, do you go to Sunday school?" And she said, "No, sir. I'd like to, but I don't have anything fit to wear. But, sir, how I'd love to go." And he said that was her reply. And so Jim got with his wife and some friends. They put together some clothing, he said, and all the things that were needed to make a young girl happy and feel wanted and fit for church. And so thus began faithful attendance as Bessie was her name, began coming to Sunday school and church every Sunday faithfully. She soon was saved. She began growing in the Lord. And she didn't miss a meeting. Each time there was a roll call, she was there to respond until one day when her name was called, there was no reply. And Jim stopped and he said, he read her name again. There was still no reply. And for some reason, he just troubled thoughts went through his mind because he knew of her home life. Her father was a drunk. He beat her regularly, and he thought maybe he had taken to beating her again. So after church, he quickly went back to Bessie's house. He just had this feeling that all was not well. And when he arrived, he found a very sick little girl. And realizing it was very serious, and this, of course, is 100 years ago, and she didn't have a doctor, so he got his own doctor to treat her, and he diagnosed her with an advanced case of pneumonia. And walking back to his house after he left Bessie's, he couldn't throw off the feeling, he said, that came over when Bessie had failed to respond to the roll call this morning. And the thought kept coming back to him, someday there'll be a roll call in heaven, and oh, the sadness there will be for those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that morning he tried to, again, he was the song leader as he was leading the service, he was trying to think of a suitable song which he could use to impress upon the hearts of the people, this thought that kept going through his head. But he couldn't find any, and he was really disappointed in himself. He just felt as he closed the service that he had missed a great opportunity. And he said to tell this story, and just the thought kept coming back to him, "Why don't you write one?" And he said he put the thought away, but later as he was walking home up to the path, he went through the gate of his house and was walking up to his house, the thought came so strongly to him that he said that tears filled my eyes. And I went into the house and sat down at the piano, and without any effort at all, the words seemed to tumble from my mind. "When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." And the words kept coming, and he wrote three or four verses. Then the tune came, and he said he didn't feel like he should change a word of it because it was just flowing, and felt that God was giving it to him. And he said in a few days more, he fully understood why, for our beloved Bessie went home to heaven to await that glorious day. And this song was first sung publicly at her funeral, and before singing it, he related the circumstances which led to its writing. And he said, "Never will I forget the effect it had upon this great audience of friends who had come to the funeral. The Lord had taken little Bessie home, but in her place he had given a song to keep reminding us all to be ready for that great roll call day." And the song was published in 1892. It was forgotten for a while until Charles Gabriel, the great songwriter, you'll see his name throughout our hymn book, was editing a new hymn book, and he came across this song from this man he didn't know, Jim Black. And he said it was written in green ink, or he wouldn't even notice it. It was written somewhere in green ink, and he stopped. It made him pause, and he He read through it, he sung through it, and decided to publish it. And of course, the rest is history, because this is one of the most popular songs in our hymn book that we sing over and over. And, you know, it makes me think, and I related this story a few years ago, but maybe the great importance of what we do. And, you know, all of us, those that canvass regularly or that work on buses, we've had those times when we, you know, the Spirit seemed to lead to a place that we weren't planning to go and found a family. I remember canvassing, has to be 20 years ago at least or more, and had decided to stop, and then went over to another set of buildings and thought, I'll just finish this out. So I can't remember who I was with. And we knocked on the door of a family with four children. And the father was kind of gruff, and you know how that is. You don't kind of want to, okay, we'll, you know, leave you alone. And but the kids came, and the kids kept coming. And soon all of them were saved. One of the girls came to school, came to college, married a man here, and is now a pastor's wife in Iowa. And I think many times I've thought of that as I was ready to stop. I was done doing what my duty was. You know, I was done. And I just felt, well, let's just do this next house. And that little apartment there in Portage where Tracy Malenke was. And, you know, this is so important, and we need to be reminded of it. I thought this hymn was a great way to remind us of that. I'll read the last verse, as we all know. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. So I thank the Lord for this hymn this morning and its story.